This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
COVID-19 activity remains elevated across southern Colorado, but new case numbers appear to be showing what could be the beginning of a plateau. El Paso County reporting 199 new cases. Pueblo County reporting 58 new cases, 8 cases added to the tally in Teller County, 13 new cases added in Fremont County. There were no deaths reported in the past 24-hour reporting period across all four major southern Colorado counties. Pueblo County is one of the areas that Colorado is struggling to get vaccines into people's arms. Now they're calling in on some unique help. KRDO's Colby Crosley in Pueblo this morning as the Denver Broncos cheerleaders and Miles the mascot will be in the Steel City to help people encourage to get the shot.
Part of Governor Jared Polis's Vaccines for All efforts, along with Miles and the cheerleaders, there will also be Bronco giveaways available to those who get their vaccine and are waiting in the observation area after getting it. Pueblo County is one of the county state health officials are focusing on because of its low vaccine rate. In Pueblo, just shy of 62,000 people have gotten at least one dose, which is only 46.8% of the population.
That was Colby Crosley reporting. Pueblo Police joined in on the vaccine effort, helping vaccinate the area's homeless population. Sergeant Frank Ortega says just under a dozen shots were given out yesterday, along with dozens of meals.
It's just one of those things that we go out in the public and interact with them and try to, you know, have those situations, those conditions where we can have conversations and at the same time help people in the community.
Sergeant Ortega noted that there were plenty of people who were already inoculated against the virus. He expects the department to go back out in the future to bring COVID vaccines to the homeless. The Sheriff's Office, Pueblo Food Project, and Beulah firefighters also were involved in camp visits. Cinco de Mayo is now just one day away after the virus essentially canceled it last year. Downtown Colorado Springs is expected to be hopping tomorrow night. Restaurants looking to celebrate while following COVID safety protocols. Restaurants like Dos Santos in downtown Colorado Springs are preparing for their in-house celebration. And for those who choose to celebrate at home, there's always takeout. General Manager Lexi Sossheim says they are expecting even more traffic this Cinco de Mayo than they've seen in the past couple of years. And while these restaurants are expecting big crowds, they're doing their best to celebrate safely.
Requiring masks, we're following all the CDC guidelines, sanitizing, employees wearing masks. Definitely a safe environment, but we are, you know, sticking with the current standard.
Cinco de Mayo commemorates the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla.
8:02 right now on KRDO's Morning News. New details in the Allison Cantrell murder case. The El Paso County Coroner's Office has determined Cantrell was strangled to death before her body was dumped along Old Pueblo Road in March. Last week, Joseph Honeycutt, the prime suspect in her murder, was arrested. He's accused of killing the 33-year-old mother who was last seen on surveillance video at a Westside convenience store in Colorado Springs on March 15th. Jail records from Conlon County, Texas, where Honeycutt was arrested, show he and Cantrell have a daughter together.
The manhunt is over for a man suspected of murder in a weekend shooting in Pueblo. 28-year-old Kevin Woodard is in police custody, accused of shooting and killing Jason Robert Carroll. Police say it happened Sunday on Berkeley Avenue, a few blocks from the state fairgrounds. Woodard was taken into custody late last night in Arapahoe County.
Colorado Springs police say a man is facing sexual exploitation charges after turning himself in last week. Following an investigation by the Colorado Springs Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, officers served a search warrant at a residence in the 300 block of Catalina Court last Thursday. After gathering evidence, they issued an arrest warrant for Christopher Sanchez on a charge of sexually exploiting children. Sanchez currently being held at the El Paso County Jail without bail pending a court appearance set for next Monday.
A Colorado Springs man will spend up to 6 years in prison for his role in a deadly crash in the Briargate area. Eric Sartouche Dean was sentenced yesterday in connection with his guilty plea to vehicular homicide. Sartouche Dean was driving very fast at Briargate Parkway last June when he crashed into a car driven by David Huntley, killing him. Sartouche Dean will serve 3 years on parole after his release from prison.
Fans of North Cheyenne Canyon Park in Colorado Springs being warned to get ready for another round of detours and road closures as the city has targeted the park for even more improvements. Aaron Egbert, senior city engineer.
And it is a challenge. We understand it's a disruption, but the park will still be open. But it's really important that we upgrade and renew our infrastructure in that canyon so it'll last for another 100 years.
During construction, you'll still be able to hike and bike throughout the park or along the trail system, or maybe even drive the back way along Lower Gold Cap Road when a boulder that's now blocking that roadway is finally removed.
A Canyon City family is left wondering how they ended up with an $80,000 water bill. Linda Brenstuhl pays her bills on the first of every month, so when she logged onto her Park Center water account, her jaw hit the floor.
Oh, what happened? We got lots of leaks somewhere.
When she called the company, they said they'd looked into what caused this and to wait before paying the bill. After logging back in yesterday, the website said that she had no balance. We asked Park Center Water to see if there was a larger billing issue, but they declined to comment.
Well, clouds are starting to clear out, and we're going to have a pretty sunny day unfold for us for a good majority of the region. High temperatures getting into the upper 50s to lower 60s across the region today. A few afternoon showers and storms not out of the question. Kind of a similar story on Wednesday as well, but temperatures will add about 5 to 10 degrees and headed towards the 60s and 70s for our Wednesday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.